Hello, everybody. Faces of the Swamp, the Democratic Party. I hope y'all all got to watch their little debate today and how pathetic the Democrat Party has become. Man, they are not the party of Bill Clinton, are they? Bill Clinton may be a scandalous motherfucker. He may be doing some shady shit in the White House, but that man could run some policies, right? He was out to look out for the American people. Not no more. The Democratic Party is only out for themselves. High taxes. Take away your guns. Make it a socialist country. We're going to take your guns away from you. That way you can't rebel against us. You can't fight us. We're the only ones that's going to have weapons. So you're going to do what we say, and that's pretty much what they're trying to do now, right? We're taking away your health care. You're going to take Medicare for all. We're going to tax you 85% of your paycheck weekly. So if you make $1,000 a week, guess what? You only get to take home 150 of it. Can't pay your car, you can't pay your mortgage, you can't pay for your daycare, you can't buy groceries, and you damn sure can't pay for your utilities. So you're going to lose your home. You're going to lose your cars. And when they said they were going to take away all the gas-powered cars, they weren't kidding, because you won't be able to afford it. But the sad part is we're the ones that elect them. We, the people, elect those individuals to go into the Congress and represent us. But they don't do that. They don't represent us. They only represent what crazy narrative is in their mind. And they say, well, the people elected me, so I'm doing it for the people. I can't even imagine that there's any Americans here that want a socialist country. I mean, they do these polls and they say 45%. 45% of how many people? The five people you're talking to? Is that where you get your 45%? Because I don't see no polls coming through the mailbox. I'm not a part of any poll. Are you? No. It's just the five people that are in their little circle of dumbass. And they're taking a vote. It's 100%. Vote for the radical decisions that they make, but they narrowed it down because they're like, well, nobody's ever going to believe it's 100%. We got to make it feel like there's at least 60,000 people that voted for this. In reality, it's just four people. The American economy is in the best place it's ever been. There's jobs out there for everybody. There's lots of jobs. You got a tax break this last year. It's lowest tax cut from any president ever. Not even Ronald Reagan gave us this good of a tax break. Regulations disappeared, so more jobs are created within the United States. And the Democratic Party wants to vote somebody in who's going to take all that away from you. Everything. You're not listening to the people that are on that stage. You're not listening to what they're saying. You're not listening to what they're going to implement when they get into the White House. The only thing you hear is impeach Donald Trump. Donald Trump's corrupt. But if you really look at the picture here, everything the Democrats are saying that Donald Trump has done, they have done. And it's the truth. If you read the Mueller report, everything in the Mueller report that they say Donald Trump has done, they have done. I mean, where did the Mueller report even come from? Come from Russia. How did they get the Mueller report from Russia? Hillary Clinton bought and paid for it. How did they even come up with this dossier? Well, they got the dossier from Ukraine, where Hillary Clinton bought and paid for somebody to go over to Russia and create this fake narrative and then push it out to the American people. Joe Biden, quid pro quo. Donald Trump trying to hold back taxpayer dollars. $315 million that we want to give to Ukraine, and Donald Trump won't give it to them unless they investigate Joe Biden. Quid pro quo. Well, Joe Biden's the only one that did the quid pro quo, right? Because he actually withheld $1 billion. Think about that, guys. $1 billion. Unless the prosecutor that was prosecuting his son was fired and the case was dropped. That's pretty much scandalous, right? We know that. But let's think about what $1 billion would do for the American people. We give billions of dollars all around the world to other countries. And if any party even cared about the American people like they say to do, free health care, opportunity to go to college, poverty, you know there are only 236 million Americans that are working today. There's 350 million Americans in the United States, right? $1 billion, if they were serious about helping out the American people, they could take $1 billion, distribute that out to the American public, to all 326 Americans here. That would be less than $800 million. They would give every American $2 million. Take the tax rate, leave it the same, no more tax returns. But every year, you get $2 million of the $1 trillion of taxes that we pour into the country. They give us $2 million a year. Everybody would own a home, be out of poverty, have an opportunity for college, be able to afford any health care that they want. But they don't care about the American people. They only care about themselves. Well, that's it for today. I'm tired of talking.